We're here with Laura Davies, 7-under today, which is the women's competitive course record here at Chicago Golf Club. Laura, we will start with the eagle on 12. We could hear the roar here in the media center. Talk us through the hole.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, really. I hit a good drive, didn't hit it hard, but I'm just trying to hit that fairway because of the cross bunkers at a bad distance for me, and left myself a 3-iron in. Hit probably the best 3-iron I've ever hit in my life, but it went way, way long to the back of the green. I think it was... Well, it had to be 65, 70 feet, but it had about 4 foot of break one way and then 3 foot of break back the other way. So I hit it about a foot outside right, and it went in, and it was good fun.
Overall, what was kind of working well for you today?
The irons were great. I mean, I drove it nicely. I hit a lot of fairways, but my distance control with my irons was amazing. Just the very first shot, the 6-iron into the first, hit a 2-iron, and I didn't hold the putt, but I hit it to about 6 feet, and it was dead pin high, so... That was a nice way to get the round going and just hit good irons from then. I had one bogey on the fourth when I hit it in the long stuff, which you can't do. So that was a bog standard bogey from that point. And basically, it was just a good, fun day.
We talked pre-championship about the situation you were in Phoenix, how you hadn't been in that position in a long time. What will you take from that now going in with a 5-shot lead tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? It's a guaranteed myself a sleepless night now, which is probably not what you want. I'm not saying I'd rather be tied for the lead, but you sleep a lot better when you're tied for the lead. It's there for me to lose now. If I go and shoot 3-under, 4-under tomorrow, then it would be mine. But that's a lot of hard work in front of me. So I've put myself under pressure, and you like to be in those positions. And like you said, hopefully Phoenix was a good. It's good 6 months ago, 5 months ago now, but hopefully that experience will help me tomorrow, because as I know, a big lead like that seems a lot, but it really isn't in golf, is it? We all know that.
On 12, was someone joking with you about needing a driver to hit that putt for the eagle putt?
No, I walked back and forth, and I walked up and I looked at the crowd, and I just said, has anyone got a clue what this is going to do? But I hope, luckily no one said, right, live, because then I'd have been in trouble. But I was just having a bit of a joke with them, but that was why they were laughing.
Did you feel like those course conditions and getting some rain out there was something that was a big advantage for your game?
We were very lucky. I mean, I thought if the weather stayed nice, it might have been unbelievably difficult out there today. So that rain this morning's helped you. It's never an easy golf course. This is one of the hardest golf courses I've played. But when it's soft like that, you do feel like if your irons are on, you've got a chance to make lots of birdies. And that's what happened today for me and Julie. Julie played really well. I wouldn't mind a bit of overnight rain again. That would suit me down to the ground, because the distance isn't a problem. We all knew distance wasn't a problem this week. It's just finding the right part of the green and putting decent.
How far were you out when you hit the 3-iron?
I think we had 191 front and the pin was on, so we had 207.
Okay. And then Rosie was talking earlier about the tremendous short game facility that you have. At your house? Is that your current house?
I used
house?
To. That was my old house. That was two houses ago.
Yeah,
I used to have a really nice green in the back garden and a big pot bunker. And yeah, it was fun.
And
I never used to practice, but we had it.
Well, you're just there for show. I thought maybe that's how you honed your short game now.
No, that's the old days. Me and my brother used to go out hours on the range and around the chipping green. And that's how basically I learned the game all those years ago with Tony.
What, if anything, has age taken away from you on the golf course?
I think confidence. You feel nervous all the time. You know the shots you can hit or used to be able to hit, and you can't quite do them. So your confidence takes a bit of a knock, I think, as you get older, and you lose some of the shots that used to be bog standard. Mainly short game, mainly chipping, and some shots that you used to find very easy, I think, is the worst bit, because the equipment keeps our games in check for distance and everything. It's just in your mind, really. It's not really a physical thing. It's all in the head.
Laura, I don't know. How much do you watch the scoreboards, or was there a point during the round where you noticed that you were starting to have a little bit of an advantage?
Well, the thing was, we pretty much knew no one was particularly coming for it, although Daniela Macapani's had a good round. She's now 2-under. But I knew my two playing partners were the two closest rivals, so you pretty much knew what was going on all day. And when I made that eagle putt, I would have had a 5 or 6 shot lead at that time. Maybe Trish was still on 4. But anyway, you don't worry about that. And I mean, if you've got a 6 shot lead going into the back 9 tomorrow, then you'll start to feel you're kind of enjoying it. But it's just an uncomfortable feeling at the moment. It's a lovely feeling, but an uncomfortable, lovely feeling.
Laura, did you hit as many irons off the tee today as you did the first round?
Yeah, just the same, because they had some of the tees, because they'd been mixing them up. It worked out really well that my 2-iron was on virtually every par 4. I don't think I had a driver on a par 4. I hit 5 drivers on the par 5s. And then the par fours, I hit two iron, and I hit a couple of four irons at downwind holes. The game plan is basically for us to try and hit as many fairways as we can, because then we know, like I keep saying, the course isn't long. And, you know, if you've got mid-irons to short irons, then if you're in the fairway, you've got a real chance of making birdies.
As we all know, Laura, you're not known for spending a lot of time on the practice range, but when you were warming up this morning, did you feel something special might be on the cards today?
I've been hitting it well all week on the range, and I just slowed my swing down, and I'm watching the strike. That's the only thing. So I knew when I hit a lot of 7-irons to that, there's a right-hand green pin, which is a perfect number for my 7. And I hit a lot of good shots. I hit about 12 or 15 really nice-looking high 7-irons. And, you know, I felt I was swinging well. But there's one thing hitting it on the range, and then you've got to take it to the course. So it's nice when a plan comes together, I suppose.
I know that you know that this doesn't count for the LPGA Hall of Fame, but do you think that it should?
No, I don't think so, no.
Why this not? Because
you're not up against the absolute best players in the world. You're up against the best 50-plus players in the world, and it doesn't really have bearing on the LPGA Hall of Fame, I don't think. That's just my opinion, but... Yeah.
You just talked about confidence being the thing that can go amiss. But do you feel more confidence this week, or did you coming into the week, given that it was a senior event?
Well, up until this point now, with a 6-shot lead with one round to go, I felt calm and enjoyed it, and I think the whole thing's been absolutely fantastic. Now, like I said, I've booked myself a no sleep tonight and a really anxious day tomorrow. So up until this point, I've been about as relaxed because... You know, you obviously think you want to worry about the cut, but it's a lot easier making the cut this week than it was last week, for instance, when it was 4 under par. So the pressure's off a little bit, but now it's back on again, obviously, because there's a USGA golf championship to try and win tomorrow. So I never thought I'd have a chance to win it again, win one again. So everything's changed. The fun's gone now. It's all turned a bit serious now.
Here, Julie Engster shot a 5-under round today. Julie, great round. Talk first about the eagle on 18.
Well, I hit driver 6-iron and made about a 20-foot putt, so it was a nice way to end. I kind of missed a couple on 16 and 17, but nothing I could do about it, so I just tried to really try to make eagle, and if I don't, make birdie and see what happens tomorrow.
Heading in tomorrow, obviously Laura has a 5-shot lead. Kind of talk about your mentality tonight and tomorrow.
Well, she played really well, and she putted amazing, and she hit her irons good. She's going to be tough. I mean, she's playing well. I just need to make some putts, some more putts. But, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. I feel like, you know, I drove the ball great today. Maybe didn't hit my irons as good as I've been hitting them, but still had some chances. And we'll just see what happens. Yep. I have no idea. I don't know either. You know, it really might have been my first win ever at Safeco. I think I was like maybe 8 back at Whitworth, and but the weather was horrible, and I think I shot maybe like 2-under. The weather was probably the worst I've ever played in, but. That's really the only one I can remember. No, I won't be trying that. No. I'm surprised I can remember that.
Right here.
I know. You guys are so easy.
Julie, a couple questions. Do you recall if you've ever played final group on Sunday with Laura?
I'm sure I have, but I don't know. I mean, we played so much golf together. There's... I'm sure I have.
Second question is, given the 5-shot deficit, how important is it to see that the course is gettable? Both of you and Laura were able to go pretty low on the golf course today as opposed to the first couple of days. Is that, for you mentally, sort of a positive to take out of it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I thought I played well today. I missed a few short putts early on that kind of set me back a little bit. But I hung in there. I kept grinding. You know, Laura's going to be tough because she hits a few wild ones, but she seems to recover. But her iron game is really on point, and she's made a ton of putts today. I mean, she putted beautiful. And I mean, if she plays like she did today, there's no one's going to catch her. But, you know, that's why we play. So we'll just see what happens.
Julie, I think you had the first bogey for your round of the championship today, hit every fairway. Do you think really for you tomorrow it's going to come down to getting on a little bit of a roll with the putter?
Yeah, and hitting my irons a little closer today, that's going to probably be, you know, and I'm going to have to play a clean round of golf. I mean, I'm going to have to do the little things good. Like on number two today, I was just short and I chipped it over the green. I mean, who does that? You know, and I make par, and then four, you know, I miss a shorty. So, I mean, I'm going to have to play a really clean round and a very good round to even have a chance.
I just asked Laura this. This championship doesn't count toward LPGA Hall of Fame criteria, but do you think it should?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
why?
Well, it's a USG event. I mean, I'm really not sure who would – I mean, I guess it would help Laura, right?
It put her in.
It put her in. Oh. Well, yeah, then. Because, I mean, really, I mean, Laura Davies, if anybody's going to be in the LPGA Hall of Fame, I mean, she's pretty impressive and deserves to be in there. But, I mean, it's not easy to win any tournament. And so, I mean, this is a USGA event. You know, probably the field's not the strongest, but I think down the line it'll probably get a lot stronger. People will start, you know, playing a little bit more.